We want to remind everyone to join us nearly every week right here at the Chase Auditorium. For tickets and more information, you can go to chicagopublicradio.org, or you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. But right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Roxanne, great news for Muslim women who want to surf. A designer in Australia has introduced something she calls what?
It's water-resistant, surfable type.
Yes.
Burka thing.
Yes, but what we want is the name.
Beach burka.
Beach burka bingo.
I like beach. No, I'm envisioning these wet burka contests and these beach bars.
Nobody guesses what you call a burka for the beach?
Burkini?
Yes, the burkini. Very good. So you want to go to the beach, but your religion prevents you from showing any part of your body in public. No problem. Try the new burkini. It is a water and ultraviolet light proof garment. It looks like a two-piece wetsuit with a skirt. So and because of the burkini, we'll have a whole new Muslim beach culture. We'll have the, you know, Muslim Sports Illustrated burkini issue. It'll be great.
It was an itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, yellow polka-dot bikini that she wore for the first time.